The spread of misinformation has fueled our cultural divide and increased our collective anxiety about the future. Tackling misinformation isn't a simple task, but it's important. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that's dismantling New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis.
On the show, a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic walk into a bar, and the bartender says, no, it's not that old joke. They dive deep into current events such as RFK Jr.'s involvement in mainstreaming dangerous anti-vax rhetoric. They crowdsource, research, analyze, and dream up answers to the problem with, get this, proven science as their ultimate guiding light.
I highly recommend you check out Conspirituality's fascinating episodes on creating comedy in the MAGAverse with Jordan Klepper or RFK Jr. flirting with body fascism.
And you've listened to a bunch of them at this point, Paula, I know, and you tell me you love it.
I do. They're fascinating, and my favorite part is they use, wait for it, proven science.
And if
there's any kids listening, that's a class we used to take. Proven yep. science as their ultimate guiding light. I love that.
From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed about misinformation and help you resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay. Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
All right, thank you for coming. Welcome to the French Trump presidential press conference. It shall begin right now. I shall answer your questions from the press.
Mr. President.
Thank you. Mr. President, Coral Seeger here from the Kansas City Star. Nancy Pelosi has called you... Thank you. Nancy Pelosi has called you morbidly obese. Are you?
Get out of my head, Nancy Pelosi. Get out of my head, you scarf-wearing egret. I cannot talk about it right now because I have instructed my Attorney General Bill Barr to begin an investigation into how Barack Obama caused me to gain weight. People are saying he did some really awful things. Next question.
Mr. President. Yes, Mr. President. Emmett Manning at New York Newsday. You have said you think it's stupid to investigate Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for using his staff, who are government employees, to do domestic chores for him when his wife isn't home.
Yes, because it is stupid. This is the Secretary of State. He's very important. Maybe he's on the phone with the Kim Jong-un getting pointers on dictatorship for moi. Like, oui, Monsieur Un. So you imprison those who tell the truth and you torture them. Hold on, don't speak so fast. This is great stuff. My boss is going to love it. Wait. I'm sorry, Monsieur Un. My dog needs to go out. Steve Mnuchin, please walk my dog. Oh, you can't, Steve Mnuchin? Okay. Breakbull, come walk my dog. See? Next question.
Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Yes, you, right there. You.
Thank you, Mr. Yes, President. You. Strickland Parks here with the Santa Fe Express. I was wondering why you don't use the information about the pandemic that can be gathered from modeling, like, for example, from MIT.
Who would listen to an MIT model? They're not attractive. They don't get out a lot. They're pale and pasty, not orange. And what woman would study modeling at MIT? It is an engineering school. They're not prepared to tell a woman how to look bored in Versace. I don't use MIT models. Next question.
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo from ABC News.
Oh, Tony Romo. I love Tony Romo. Are you still working delivering the pizza? Oh, I love it when you come to the White House. Yeah. Go ahead, Tony Romo. Go ahead. Ask me a question.
Thank you, Mr. President. Our infection rate and death rate from COVID-19 are some of the highest in the world. Why have you said it's a badge of honor?
Because it is a badge of honor. If you're doing a lot of testing, you're going to find a lot of cases. But many of them are not all that sick. I have asked Google and Walmart and the MyPillow guy to make a test that tells you how infected someone is, because many people who are just a little infected could still get up and do Mike Pompeo's dishes. They're not sick, they're traitors. Mike Pompeo is a good man. He should not have to do his own dishes just because some barely sick COVID-19 patient say, I can't breathe, and his lazy wife is not. Do you know what Mike Pompeo's wife does every night after dinner? She says, Mike, I have to go out for a little while.
Mr. President, I did not ask that question. However, couldn't the Secretary of State and his wife have afforded to hire someone to walk their dog and wash their dishes before the stay-at-home order?
Next question,
Mr. President.
Next question.
I have a follow-up, Mr. President. Just to follow up on what my colleague was asking, why should over 90,000 dead in our country from COVID-19 be a badge of honor?
Look, we do not have nearly as many Germans dead as they have in Germany. They have a terrible problem of dead Germans in Germany. That woman is not doing a good job at all. And many of our dead are not that dead. They are just lying very still and holding their breaths like this. See? You thought I was dead, didn't you? Next question.
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. Coral Seeger again here, Kansas City Star. You've said you were taking hydroxychloroquine, which of course is not considered safe for use against COVID-19. You also refer to it as hydroxy, giving it a friendly, fun image. Why?
It is, my friend. After I have sex with hookers, I take the penny. And I take the Addy, and I take the hydroxy. I put a little hat on it, a chapeau, and I draw a little face on it, and we watch TV on the couch together. I say, hydroxy, and he says, oui, French President Trump. And I say, I think they like me on the Fox, don't you, hydroxy? And he says, oui, French President Trump, and I like you too. And I say, watch this, hydroxy. And he says, oh, French President Trump, I thought you were dead. Don't scare me like that. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, Mr. President, Tony Romo again with ABC News.
Hello, Tony.
Hello, Mr. President. Thank you. Do you think the American people should be comfortable with a president who does not follow professional medical advice?
I tell you what I think. I think you are not good at your job. I think you should go walk Pompeo's dog. Do you know why I don't wear a mask? So that I can blow my large asymptomatic COVID-19 infected respiratory droplets directly into your big fucking mouth. This press conference is over!
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference. Starburns
Avenue, a podcast, a podcast network.
The detective came and knocked on the door, and I said, "Is it Renee?" And he just gave me that solemn look.
It was the worst day ever.
The Proof podcast is back with a new case and a new season. 23 years ago, 18-year-old Renee Ramos went missing. Her body was later found in an empty Home Depot building on the edge of town.
I don't think that they arrested the right people. It's about time somebody's trying to do something.
She had a black eye about 2 weeks before she was murdered.
They are involved. They definitely had her body and her backpack.
You know people are going to judge you, right?
Of course. They're judging me now. They've been judging me damn near my whole life.
You can listen now to Season 2 of Proof, wherever you get your podcasts, and follow along with us as we reinvestigate the murder at the warehouse.
I have to ask, did you kill Renee?